This is Dr. Ronnie Educating a Consultation on Benjamin Miller's deal. Awesome is Becker. Date of birth is February 15, 1994. Date of consultation is January 26, 2022. Referring physician is Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E. Last name is Slack, S-L-A-C-K, M-D. This is for consultation as a follow-up visit. This is your personal last. The patient is a 27-year-old male with the past medical history outlined below, who was initially referred for early satiety. So he was earlier referred for loss of appetite and increasing abdominal discomfort period. He claims that he feels, quote, full, unquote, after a small meal period. There is a history of some form of congenital gastrointestinal disorder, the details of which is unclear. Period. He also gives a history of some projectile vomiting as a teenager, and he was on quote protein shakes unquote that helped him gain weight. Period. He was also on a special diet regimen. Period. There's a history of stomach ulcer, period. An upper endoscopy was done on January 21, 2014, and it showed a small size hiatal hernia and some gastritis, period. Paragraph, stool studies were negative for any infectious etiology or pancreatic insufficiency, period. Review of the labs done on January 7, 2022 revealed no evidence of anemia and normal LFTs, B12, folate, TSH, and C-reactive protein, period. A CT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis was done on January 7, 2021, and it showed surgical staple along the posterior lateral left apex. Thus, apparently, he had a history of spontaneous pneumothorax, period. There was also evidence of diverticulosis of the sigmoid colon without any CT evidence of diverticulitis, period. Impression number one, history of peptic ulcer disease. Next point, early satiety. That's rule out partial rule out gastroparesis versus partial gastric outlet obstruction. He had a normal gastric emptying study in 2014. Next point, history of some form of gastrointestinal disorder growing up, dash details unknown. Next point, no known history of cholelithiasis. Recommendations. Number one, Pepcid AC, 20 milligrams QD, and if no relief, may start with over-the-counter proton pump inhibitors, dash IE, omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD. Next point, please add under impression, his recent weight has been stable, oscillating between 130 and 135 pounds, under recommendations, upper endoscopy and the colonoscopy. End of dictation. Thanks.